it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll do. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Of course, we'll recap the week and some of the things I got a chance to check out, some of the action out there since I last spoke with you, plus a couple of great interviews you'll get a chance to hear. Coach Heather Wood, head coach of the Eastside Eagles softball team, off to an 11-0 start on the season, looking to make a return trip to Columbus and this time bring back championship hardware, as well as Coach Kendrick Callier, head coach for the Stockbridge Tigers football team. They're off to a pretty good start as well at 3-1 overall, looking to move to 4-1 when they take on region rival McDonough on Friday. That's actually a game I will be at and checking out this week. So looking forward to bringing you both of those great conversations. And of course, we've got our shout out and accolades and things of that nature that we like to get into. Want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings. Low prices, love the savings. And shout out to my girl Noelle over there on the other side of the glass. My guy Big O just getting ready to get out of here. And real quick, for all my Braves fans that are still checking in, even though we know what the deal is. They have gone final. 3-2, your final in that one. Actually just drove past there. 3-2, your final. Cubs pick up the win. They take the series 2-1 in that. So that's your quick Braves update and all that good stuff. So, as I mentioned, great show lined up for you. Going to recap some of the action I got a chance to check out since, again, like I said, since I last spoke with you and whatnot, and Noel's kind of getting locked in and loaded over there. So we'll jump into our prep roundup here in just a second. Can I just say that real quick, I need people to not be so over-aggressive when it comes down to parking spaces. I go to my son's soccer practice the other day, and I don't know if this lady's listening or if her brother's listening. Maybe, maybe not. So I see this gentleman and his son getting into their car in the park that my kids practice at. They're doing some construction. The parking is terrible at the park as far as parking spaces. And they have, like, it's a strictly soccer park. Like, there's no other fields. It's all soccer fields. And they've got, I don't know if they've got too many teams practicing, you know, back to back to back and, you know, at one time and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what the kid, but there's not enough parking. Parking's not adequate. All right. So, lo and behold, see this gentleman, his son, getting in the car. So I'm like, all right, cool. Throw on the hazards. Let me let them back out. I'll take this space, right? Next thing I know, this car just swoops right in front of me. Woof! And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And I'm like, I know she's not about to try to, like, cut and take this parking spot. So I'm sitting there, and then as the gentleman, you see the brake lights, you know, as he's, you know, you could tell he's starting the car, getting ready to back up, all that good stuff. And then she starts trying to inch more and more in front of my car. So I start honking a horn, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she's like, not saying nothing, not saying nothing. And then the guy, I got it, because he's backing out and because of how she's positioned, I have no choice now at this point but to back up because he's got to back out. So he backs out and she swoops in and I'm like, yo, what are you? Oh, that's my brother. I asked him to hold the spot for me. All right. Well, you know what you could have done? You could have pulled up alongside of me, honked your horn, rolled your window down and said, hey, that's my brother. Do you mind if I take this spot? Because I asked him to hold it for me. Not just swoop aggressively in front of me and then sit there, ignore me and then take the spot and then explain yourself. No. Not acceptable. Come on, people. Have a little more respect in how you handle things. People were leaving. I would have easily said, okay, no problem, swooped around, because people were leaving. But that was just rude. Like, Jesus. Sorry, this is a high school show. Let me tone it down. With that being said, no, how you doing over there on the other side of the glass? How's your week been going, young lady?
Well, luckily I didn't have as aggressive of a parking situation downstairs as you experienced this week. But other than that, pretty good.
Good deal, good deal. Have you started Alien Earth?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Come on, no. This is what we do.
I'm gonna check it out tonight.
I need you to get at least two episodes in, at least two in between now and next Wednesday. Realistically, you should be able to get three in.
Okay, I got you.
Because I'm on episode five, but I believe they're up to, I think last night six dropped. It could have been seven, but I got to double check. I'm on episode five.
Okay.
I started it, but I was kind of working, so I was like, let me turn on. Because the show is good. It is not a show that, you know, sometimes there are shows you can kind of put on in the background and just kind of let them do their thing. And you kind of look up, look down, look up. I tried doing that, and there was too much going on that I was like, oh, no. Right, let me just turn it off because, so I'm on five. I'll try to, I thought about going home and just because. Well, my like third energy drink, so like, you know, energies. I'm not gonna fall asleep, so I thought about going home and just probably trying to watch it tonight, but we'll see. All right, nonetheless, man, let's go ahead and do what we do and get into the prep roundup.
It's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, first up, let's get to our shout-outs and accolades. Want to give a big congratulations to Jefferson Dragons head coach, football head coach Travis Nolan, reaching 225 career wins after they defeated Stevens County this past week. Also want to give a shout-out to the Harrison Hoyas volleyball junior setter, Taryn Muskow. She reached 500 career assists this past week. And this young lady, we're actually going to probably have her on the show next Wednesday. But Newton Rams softball sophomore pitcher Cassidy Scott, she reached 100 career strikeouts yesterday in their win over Rockdale County. And as I said, we're going to in the works of having her on the show possibly next week. And then I want to give a shout out to a young man I got to see when he was in high school, South Atlanta standout, Kewan Bama Brown, running back for South Atlanta. He's currently at Louisville, if I'm not mistaken. But they're going to have a jersey retirement ceremony for him I think it's tomorrow. During South Atlanta's game against Landmark Christian. But, man, he's top 10 in Georgia history as far as career rushing yards for high school with 7,476. I want to say he might be like seven or eight, maybe nine. His junior year, he rushed for 2,757 yards. And then his senior year, he turned around and rushed for 2,706 yards. So congratulations. Again, shout out to Kewan Bama Brown, as they will have that jersey retirement ceremony for him tomorrow for all his great accomplishments. All right, looking back on the week since I last spoke to you, took in some football, back-to-back football. First up Thursday, checked in at Holy Innocence. They were taking on Alatoona, a rematch from a non-region game and a rematch from the year before. Alatoona kind of got the best of Holy Innocence, but that would not be the case this time. 19-14, your final. Holy Innocence picking up the win. Quarterback Ryan Woods finishing with 119 yards through the air, but more significantly, 78 yards on the ground and two rushing touchdowns. They'll have a bye week this week, and then they'll open up region play next week when they take on Theral and the Theral Panthers. But afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Nick Perota about, you know, first of all, their mindset going into that game, because defensively, really all night, the defense of Holy Innocence did their thing, but like they got after it like off the rip. Here's Coach Perota about that.
We talked all week about that last year's game, they rushed for 339 yards on us, and we made a point to make to tell our kids, we have got to stop the run this year. We have got to be thicker inside. We have got to take away their super talented running back and their super talented receiver, number zero. 4-0 are great players. We had to take them away. Our defensive line, our linebackers, and our safety stepped up this week. We committed extra hats to the box. We did a great job in practice all week, and that's what gave us the opportunity to do it on Friday. You can't just rise to the occasion on Friday. You're going to fall back to your preparation. We had a great week of prep.
All right, and speaking of preparation, you'll get a little extra time, and then you'll get into region play after you come off your bye and face a Theral team. What's going to be important for you and the guys over the next week, almost 2 weeks, as you guys start preparing for that?
Yeah, for one, going into a bye week at 3-1, that's a great feeling, right? We went in last year at 2-2 off of a loss, so a lot of momentum going into it, but we got to get healthy. We got some guys that have been banged up. We got guys, you know, playing with clubs, things of that nature. We got to get our legs back a little bit under us, you know, those sorts of things. But then we got to improve on the little details. Right, so big picture things, we're getting those down. Now it's little details, right? Releases on routes, fits have got to get cleaned up a little bit more. Tackling's got to continue to improve. All of those things are the little things that we got to clean up over the next week, so that when we play again a talented Theral team and a really talented region schedule, we're ready to win these close games week in and week out.
All right, how important was it to you last one, Coach, for you all controlling things on the ground the way you did offensively tonight?
Yeah, we knew that they had a really talented offensive skill set between the running backs and the receivers, receiving core. They got a great football program, and we wanted to keep them off field as much as we can. We felt like if we could hold the football, control field possession, which we mostly did for most of the game, we felt like we had a chance to win. And ultimately, this game came down to field possession and doing the little things right throughout the game.
All right, and again, that was head coach Nick Peratta. Holy Innocence Golden Bears coming off that win, 19-14 over Allatoona. And like I said, bye week this week for them, and then they'll get ready for Theral next week. Speaking of byes and momentum, Whitfield Academy, they came off a bye last week and headed out to Social Circle, picked up a 42-27 win over Social Circle. Mason Hollingsworth, running back for Whitfield, finished with 168 yards and 4 touchdowns. Noel, in 2 games, Hollingsworth has 9 touchdowns on the ground and over 400 rushing yards. I think it's like 448, might be higher than that. It's crazy. So shout out to that kid. Next up for them will be Darlington Friday in a non-region matchup. But after their win over Social Circle, here's head coach Robert Walsh.
I think we started fast. We started with a great reverse to start the game. Parker scored on the first play of the game. I think we became a little complacent. You know, defensively right now, we're not stopping the run. And we got to get that fixed because our region, they run the football. We go against the triple option team next week, and they're going to want to run the ball. So we got to figure out defensively how we can stop the run right now. Social Circle does a great job, Coach Patton and his staff. I mean, the way they prepare their boys are awesome. Offensively, we started slow. Second half, we got tempo going, and they couldn't really keep up. And that's our identity. We got to do that in the first half and start faster. Especially with the tempo.
All right, and I was going to ask you about the second half because I guess you could say Social Circle kind of had a little momentum on their side going into the break, and then they come out, and on their second possession they score. They get within 4, but then you guys turn around and respond and outscore them 23 down the stretch. So overall, you know, what'd you think about just how your guys kind of at least responded to that kind of, you know, like I said, Social Circle kind of feeling good, gaining some momentum?
I think, you know, our kids took for granted how good, you know, Social Circle really was. I mean, Social Circle lost to Kip last week, and when you scoreboard watch, and Kip doesn't have a history of being a great football program, but they're doing a better job over there. They're way better than they've been, and Social Circle's a good football team. I think our kids just didn't realize how good Kip was and how good Social was. But definitely the momentum in the second half, the tempo, I thought our O-line did really good. Mason, of course, you know, Mason's Mason. He's going to make plays for us. And then Amos Robinson, a sophomore heavy hitter running back downhill. He's hard to tackle, man. He came in and gave us some good reps, too, in the second half.
All right, and again, that was Coach Robert Walsh, Whitfield Academy. That other running back he was talking about, Amos, yeah, that kid is tough. All right, Saturday, I do want to give a shout out to Paulden County and Cass softball teams. I was out there for their matchup, but unfortunately, they got rained out. And then lastly, real quick, softball, Creekview, Yesterday, defending champs, they defeated Riverwood 7-0 to complete their regular season series sweep of Riverwood. They improved to 14-1, and now that has set them up for a matchup with Lassiter tomorrow for sole possession of first place. Lassiter is the one loss that Creekview has. So I got a chance to catch up with their head coach, Jen Maloney. We'll hear that on the other side as we'll go to break here real quick. And again, man, this is Prep Sports Nation right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. We'll be right back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and then at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep it right here in Georgia, man. Keep it in our own backyard. So that's what we're doing tonight. Coming up here on the show in just a few minutes, you're going to hear a great interview with head coach Heather Wood of the Eastside Eagles softball team, off to an 11-0 start overall, 6-0 in region, looking to make a return trip to Columbus. They came up short last year, came up as runner-ups. Lost to Harris County in the championship. So they're off to a great start, as I said. So you'll hear that conversation coming up in just minutes. I do want to pay off my tease and show some love to Creekview, the Grizzlies softball team, because they're off to a great start as well at 14-1. As I mentioned, they did pick up a win yesterday over Riverwood, which allowed them to improve to 14-1. That one loss came at the hands of Lassiter, which is a region game. And now tomorrow, because Lassiter lost on yesterday to Woodstock, they're even in the standings. So tomorrow's winner between Creekview and Lassiter will take sole possession of first place in the region standings. And, of course, Creekview defending champs for 5A when it comes to softball. So that should be a great matchup tomorrow. I'll be keeping my eyes on that one. But here's head coach Jim Maloney about yesterday's matchup and then just, you know, what they need to do down the stretch to, again, for them themselves to return to Columbus and bring back hardware for a second year in a row.
I was going to say poise. I mean, they came out and, you know, the first inning she pitched well against us, and we kind of knew what we needed to do, but we made adjustments, and this group just continued to battle. They kind of had a plan going up. We talked about a plan, so they had a plan, and then whenever they got up to bat, they executed that plan, and they just swung hard. I mean, this group had a lot of confidence in their abilities, and they swung hard, put the ball in play, and that's all you can ask for of them.
All right, obviously a good amount of softball left for you, especially when it comes down to region play. But with this one, you kind of separate yourself a little bit from Riverwood and kind of keep pace with Lassiter, who I believe actually lost tonight. So now things are kind of, you know, getting a little tight in that race there. But what do you need to kind of see from the girls down the stretch as far as focus, things you want them to work on to hopefully outright win region and then get into some region play and region tournament and state tournament?
We just really want to focus on playing Creekview softball. You know, obviously things are going to happen around us, but if we come out and we compete like I know we can and stay the team that we are, and just, you know, compete, be resilient, and just take it to everybody else, that everything's going to make it, you know, play out like it needs to. But this group just needs to continue to stay who they are and can continue to, you know, can have that, like, drive to, hey, like, we're going to just go out there and compete and dominate everybody that we face.
All right, and again, that was head coach Jim Maloney, head coach Creekview Grizzlies softball team. And like I said, big matchup tomorrow. I'll be keeping my eye on that one to see how that one goes. Lassiter has been a team that's been very dominant for years as well. So should be a great showdown, especially depending on who's on the or in the circle. Because in softball, they don't have a mound. They're in a circle. It's flat. Did you know that? No? Did you know that? No? No? No, no? You didn't know that? No? No, it's not even paying attention to me. All right, without further ado, man, let's keep it on the diamond with head coach Heather Wood, head coach for the Eastside Eagles softball team. As I mentioned, they are off to an 11-0 start, 6-0 in region. They actually just took a 2-game lead in the region standings. I think it's Oconee County that's behind them now. But so, look, man, they're rolling. Things have been going well, and here's my conversation with Coach Wood.
And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline where Coach Wood joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, welcome into the show, and thank you for taking some time out of your day. Congratulations to you and the ladies on the start of the season.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on and for spotlighting our team today.
Oh, without a doubt, it's my pleasure. So let's talk about that team of yours. 10-0 to start the season. What are you liking from your girls as far as, you know, what you've observed from them so far?
Well, for us, we are off to a solid start, and I'm encouraged by how things are progressing. And we feel we have a strong team in all phases. We do have 10 returners from last year, including 7 seniors that are leading the way. And really, what has set this team apart, I think, is that our depth. We have talent, you know, across the board, and every player is pushing to earn a spot, and nothing is given, and they know that. So this really is a special group, and we also have a special group of seniors this season.
And speaking of that strong senior class for you, how important has their role been there in terms of leadership in regards to the chemistry and culture of the program?
Oh, absolutely. This group of seniors are extremely special to our program. They will go down as one of the most successful softball classes we've had here at Eastside in terms of their individual and team accomplishments. And they understand winning and what it takes to win and what it takes to lead. And really their ultimate goal this year, and I want nothing more than for them to win and experience a state championship this year.
Spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach Heather Wood, head coach, Eastside Eagles softball team, joining us here on the show on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, defense and pitching have been going very well for you all, having allowed 2 or more runs in just 4 times through your first 10 games here. I'd imagine you'd have to be kind of happy with what you're getting from the girls in the circle and the defense behind them.
Absolutely. And we are our team this year is led by 2 seniors in the circle, and they are both competitors and complement each other. And we also have 2 new pitchers that have joined our rotation and have been providing depth. So, yes, I'm very pleased thus far with their performance on the mound.
All right. And speaking of the pitching, because for those that, you know, may not, you know, really keep up with high school softball and even baseball to that extent, you know, having, you know, that rotation for you all in the circle, you know, having 2, you know, pitchers that you really can rely on. And, you know, in most cases, if you've got a 3rd that can kind of hold their own, depending on your opponent, you know, that's so key. So just talk about the fact that you've had the opportunity to rely on, you know, some solid pitching in that aspect.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we are very fortunate to have is depth this year with pitching, and each of them share the workload instead of us having to rely on one arm. And I think overall that's a huge benefit for us, especially down the stretch and during postseason. And like I said, they're all very different, but they all complement each other very well and again have been very successful so far this season.
All right, and for you as coach of the program, you know, this is a program that's been very successful. You know, again, a lot of people may not keep up with what's going on in the world of high school softball here in Georgia, but Eastside, you all have been making some noise. I got a chance to lay my eyes on you about maybe 3 years ago during the early rounds of the state championship tournament. I want to say you all were at Cartersville, and that's when I got a chance to put my eyes on you. But, I mean, you guys have outright won the region 2 years in a row. You've reached postseason 4 consecutive seasons. Just talk about what's been key for you and your staff in building such a successful program.
Well, really for us, consistency is everything to us. So we really try to maintain a consistent program here, you know, not just having occasional flashes of greatness, but it's really about being consistent and productive on a daily basis. And we feel we have the athletes that can do that. A lot of these girls, just kind of referring back to our senior class, you know, they started as freshmen starting, and that game, what you're talking about in Cartersville, these girls were freshmen then, mm-hmm. and so they've really grown and mature and really have laid out the blueprint, I think, of what player development looks like within our program. So, and again, I have seven of them, so I have a lot just to see them progress every year, not only as players, but as people as well, and that's really been a key for us, I think, is just, you know, having players that start young and get that experience early with us, and then they continue to grow. And we're really just seeing them, you know, have a great, great senior year so far.
All right. Final one before I let you go, Coach. Coach Heather Wood, Eastside Eagles softball team head coach, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Still a good amount of softball for you all to go, Coach. What would you like to see for the girls to continue to work on down the stretch here, as you mentioned earlier, to hopefully, you know, make the trip to Columbus and be raising some hardware when it's all said and done?
Yeah, you know, really, I think that us being as close as we were last year, you know, we finished state runner-up, you know, fell short in the finals. I think that is what's driving our team this year. So we just want to continue to be consistent. We know we got a lot of things that have to take place first before we get to Columbus, just taking care of our region games and being successful in our region. And then, of course, you know, advancing hopefully to Columbus. But, again, just staying consistent and really you know, just continuing to get better and better and taking advantage of opportunities that we have within our region and our non-region games to get better and make sure we're ready for October.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day, and I want to wish you and the ladies nothing but success throughout the rest of the season here, and hopefully I'll get a chance to come see you all in action again.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it again for having me on.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, and again, that was Coach Heather Wood, head coach for the Eastside Eagles softball team. And that, as I mentioned, like she said, that senior class, I got a chance to see them their freshman year in early stages, early rounds of the state championship tournament. And that I realized myself back then, I was like, man, these girls are tough. I didn't realize how young they were back then, but here it is. Again, phenomenal job Coach Wood and her staff and those young ladies have been having over the years, and want to wish them nothing but success down the stretch. All right, still to come, going to check in with my guy down on the south side. I'm talking about head coach Kendrick Callier of the Stockbridge Tigers football team. They're in action Friday, region matchup. They got one of those regions that's loaded as far as the amount of teams. So, like, they might have had two non-region games, and then bam, they was right into it. So you'll hear that conversation coming up on the other side, plus some of the things I'll be looking forward to getting into. It's all coming up on the other side right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at VD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show, and this is your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports. Got to give a shout out to my girl, Noelle, holding me down on the other side of the glass, and going to get into what I'm looking forward to this upcoming week, or the next few days, I should say, before I talk to you again, as well as my interview with Stockbridge head coach Kendrick Callier as they get ready for McDonough on Friday. That's the game I'll actually be at. Like I said, they're off to a 4-1 start and 3-1 in region play. Or I'm sorry, they'll look to improve to 4-1 overall and 3-1 in region play. So you'll hear that conversation coming up here just shortly. So real quick, what I'm going to be looking forward to getting into, as I mentioned, I'm going to be checking because I probably won't be able to get there because tomorrow, Dukes and Bell, shout out to all my Dukes and Bell listeners. We're actually going to be up in coming at Buffalo's right there off of 400. So if you got time, come on up, join us. I'll probably catch something up that way at one of the Forsyths because originally I was going to go to Harrison until I realized it, or I kind of forgot we were going to be way up there, and there's no way I'll make it from up there to Kennesaw in time because I was going to try to check out Harrison Volleyball. But we'll see. I'll still get over there to them. But anyway, I will be keeping my eye on this Lassiter and Creekview softball game to see who comes out on top and takes sole possession of first. Want to give a shout out to DeKalb County. They're having their winter sports media day on Saturday. I'm trying to get by there, but we got our three youngest, their sports days are Saturday and Sunday. So yesterday we got their game schedules, and one of them has two games on Saturday. One has a game, you know, one has soccer. One has two soccer games, and then we got the T-ball kids. So from like 9 a.m. till I want to say 11-something, 12-something is the time that the boys are going to be playing their thing. So depending on how I can move and shake, I'm going to definitely try to show some love and get out to the DeKalb County Winter Sports Media Day. Shout out to Mr. Brock. I got to make sure I hit him up just in case I can't make it. And then there's a couple of big cross country meets on Saturday. There's a lot of cross country meets, but a couple of big ones that I would love to try to get to and possibly can, just depends on if I can get up after Friday night. But anyway, big shout out to Allatoona. They'll be hosting the Cobb County High School Championship, and then Cherokee High School will be hosting the Fleet Feet Warpath Invitational. I believe I went to that one a few years ago. So those are a few of the things that I'll be looking forward to getting into. And then the final thing, the main thing, obviously, a little Friday night action under the lights. Don't forget, you can check out the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Also presented to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Make sure you catch them kicking off at 6 p.m. on Friday. They'll have complete recap and updates for you throughout the night as they'll be keeping up with everything going on with high school football around the state and around the metro. Interviews, Noel, the back in the day, where they used the back in the day. What do they call that one when they talk to somebody that played football or high school sports here back in the day? Forgot what they call that thing, but anyway, they used the old back in the day when I was young. They use that as the little intro for it, so which is pretty
good.
Dope.
Intro though.
Yeah, it's telling my age too. Anyway, so make sure you catch them on Friday. All right, without further ado, let's get to it. Kendrick Callier, head coach, Stockbridge Tigers football team. Look, man. That team, Coach Callier, they those are some troops, man. And you'll hear in the conversation because I talked to him about it. But if you follow high school football, you know what went down with them last year as the playoffs began. We get into all that and more. Here's that conversation with Coach.
All right, let's head out to the WaveForward.com hotline. Coach Callier joining us now. Coach, first off, man, thank you for some time out of your day. Appreciate you joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Prep Sports Nation, man. And congratulations to you and the boys on the start of the season, man. Through these first four games, I should say, you're sitting at 3-1. What stood out to you most about the play of your guys, Coach?
Just battling through adversity. We started off in a big-time game against this time rivalry game at home, so a lot of the energy, a lot of boys fed off of it. But then we had to go on the road against Hampton. It was a well-coached team. Had to go through some issues with the weather and things like that. We made our mistakes as coaches and as players. It didn't come through with the win. However, we had to bounce back against a very strong team in Locust Grove at home, and then I think that the turning point of the season at this point. right now with after we just won with Eagles Landing.
All right, and what would you say, speaking of the fact, like you said, week two you drop a close one at Hampton, but then you guys bounce back with these back-to-back wins. You know, what do you think has been key in regards to how the guys have been able to – was able to bounce back immediately?
We need it. Like, the guys just it's one of those situations where you kind of needed to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those situations where the kids and the staff, to be honest, like, you just think you can just walk on the field and just beat teams, you know what I'm saying, just because of the name and things like that, just because we played well against a good touchdown team. And then the team that we beat last year, you know what I'm saying, we got a whole region full of Henry County teams. So a lot of these kids been playing these same kids since middle school and some rec ball. So just kind of getting past that part and looking at your past, beating them in sixth grade, it don't really matter now. You know what I'm saying? So that's the toughest thing about it. And playing in a region like this, where you're playing these same type of teams that's in the county with you, just they've been playing their whole life, it's kind of hard to be in the film room with some of these kids and they like, oh, man, we beat them. You know what I'm saying? We beat them in middle school. Or we beat them in JV. Or we beat them with our freshman team. So it's like now it's to a point where we got to push through that and just, hey, we just playing our game. We worry about ourselves and not really too much worry about the other team.
All right, spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline. Coach Kendrick, Kyle, you're joining us. Head coach, Stockbridge Tigers football team. Let's talk about QB1 coach Joshua Scott, coming off his best performance of the year so far this past week with 211 and 3 touchdowns through the air. And then on the season, he's already thrown for over 700 through the air with 11 touchdowns. And he's done a little something on the ground with a 150 rushing yards and 2 TDs. But talk about him and his role and stepping into the leadership role, I should say, especially when it comes to your offense.
Yeah, definitely. It's year 2 for him in the system. He's real comfortable. Sometimes he just kind of knows what I'm going to call next or what's expected. When we go into our game plans, he's been doing a great job maturing, man. He practices way better than he did last year. Like, this is year 3 for him in high school. So his first year, he was behind a great quarterback that led the team to a state championship. So he didn't really get that much time. So last year, he was his first time being in that role of I'm supposed to be a leader. And he's not really a vocal guy, but he does it by example, though. Like, his energy and things at practice has been way better this year, and it's showing up every week.
Let's go to another guy on the offense, man. How impressed have you been with Dominic and, you know, the contributions he's been able to make for you guys coming in as a freshman?
Oh, man, Dominic Tucker, he's amazing, man. The way he works he's a once-in-a-generation type person. I don't even want to say player. Mm-hmm. It's just person, man. The way he goes about his every day, he's going to ask a million questions, which is a good thing. He's going to ask you a million questions. He's going to do everything. He's going to make sure everything is perfect. He's a high GPA student in the building. All the teachers love him. All the students love him, man. He's just one of those type of kids that you blessed to have. And for him to be that young and already getting the production that he's having, man, it's amazing. He's doing a great job. I started running back, got hurt, like his second carry of the season. Mm-hmm. And he's a senior, Edward Minor. So for him to step in and kind of look up to Edward as a big brother and just like, man, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And in some important games, you're talking about Locust Grove team that, you know, everybody kind of just put us up there as like one of the top teams in the region with us, Locust Grove, Ola Jones, and those teams like that. And it's like, man, you kind of just, you put it on his back in that third, fourth quarter, and he kind of just took us home, to be honest.
Wow, amazing, man. Spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline with Coach Kendrick Collier, head coach Stockbridge Tigers football team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go to the other side of the ball, Coach. Defensively, y'all have been playing well, but if you had to say, where would you like to see the guys, you know, improve or clean things up?
I mean, you can always – I mean, the game is all about blocking and tackling anyway, so we can always improve on our tackling for sure, man. I feel like we do a real great job when it comes to covering and things like that. But when it comes down to tackling, man, we can always get better at that. Zaire Patrick, our corner, like he's amazing, man. He's probably playing like the best player in the region to me right now on the defensive side. He only gave up one touchdown, but man, he's been pretty much locked down the entire season. And I love to see his growth. He's having, you know, going through his junior year, man. He's been big time for us. So, but to answer your question, though, definitely tackling. We definitely can always improve on that.
All right. It's funny you said that because, sidebar, I was actually talking to my son about got to be, as a corner, it ain't about just being locked down. You gotta be able to come up and make that, lay that wood, too.
All right, you got to.
All right, big matchup. Like you said, almost, you know, your whole county pretty, or not your whole county, but all the teams pretty much out of the county, and now you got McDonough on the clock this week. What's going to be key for you all to come away with a win, Coach?
Just getting back to our fundamentals again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the biggest thing we had to really hone in on after the Hampton loss, was just like, look, let's get back to what we do and kind of just play stop bridge football. Like I just said, blocking and tackling, man. So, Coach Irwin do a great job. I've been knowing him since I was coaching the APS at Manor Jackson. Mm-hmm. So, I always had a relationship with him and the great things he was doing. We were beating up on us when he was at Grady with those great scenes. So, but, yeah, nah, he does a great job. He's doing a great job building that program up, too. Mm-hmm. You can see it on film already, you know what I'm saying, compared to last season. So, I mean, we got to come ready to play, man. We've been there with a Hampton team that can upset you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for us, it's just getting better every week, man, just to be honest. We know during my time at Cedar Grove, I kind of learned, like, man, you got to be playing at the right time of the year. Like, we had our season where we kind of peaked too early, and once we get to the third round, fourth round in the playoffs, you kind of start to wind down, or you start to just stay the same, and now you're not playing the same type of ball that you were playing early on, versus my last season at Cedar Grove, we went 5-5, and we were playing our best football in the playoffs. Right. So, for us, you know what I'm saying, we want to be playing our best football in September, October. So then that leads to good football in November, and you fighting to play in December. So that's what we always preach to our boys.
All right. Spending time here on the wait4.com hotline, Coach Kendrick Collier, Stockbridge Tigers football head coach, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, last one before I let you go. Anybody following high school football here in the state of Georgia, you know, knows how things resulted last year. Do the guys have a chip on their shoulder this year?
Absolutely. And they've been doing a good job. I mean, last year was last year. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you fighting every week the same way, but at the same time, it's, you know, you still got that you'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. Especially like our older players and our seniors from last season still kind of hit us up like, hey man, don't forget. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? You still got to handle business for us too. But at the same time, we just kind of go week to week. And we still just play ball, man. We don't really want to overthink things, but you can definitely see it in some situations.
There it is. Well, Coach, man, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day. And again, man, congratulations to the start of the season, man. Want to wish you and the boys nothing but good luck down the stretch. I'll actually be hopefully on the sideline for your game this week. I already submitted my media access request.
Oh, I got you. We push you through. I'll make sure you get through. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it, Coach. Take care. All right, Coach, head coach Kendrick Collier of the Stockbridge Tigers football team, and I want to appreciate him and all our guest coaches tonight for allowing me to catch up with them. Coach Heather Wood, Eastside Eagles softball team head coach, and all the coaches that I got a chance to catch up throughout with the rundown, Coach Walsh, Coach Parata, and Coach Maloney. So thank you to everyone. Looking forward to doing it again with you all next week. Like I said, hopefully we will have Miss Kennedy Scott on the show as she reached 100 career strikeouts as a sophomore for the Newton Rams softball team. So it's that time of year, man. We'll start getting some of these student athletes to check in with us as well. Noel, thank you so much for holding us down on the other side of the glass. And again, this is Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. We'll do it again next week. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.